This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Lego announced today it's building a new factory in China. Not, it says, for cheaper manufacturing. They just want to be closer to their Asian customers. Sales of those ubiquitous little blocks have been booming the past couple of years, while other toy companies are suffering, as Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson reports.
I mean, think about it. Lego sells plastic bricks in the age of the iPad. But they fly off store shelves, says Alexis Smith, a manager at Kidding Around, an independent toy store in New York. She says the store tries to stay away from stuff that's too mainstream, but
Lego's one of those things that you just can't not have. It's something that sells itself.
And it's starting to sell itself to a growing Asian middle class, says Sean McGowan, an analyst with Needham & Company.
As they have more spending power, alongside of that, they're also developing, you know, the inclination to spend that money on toys. They in a sense, they want to emulate the success of the West.
Licenses with movies like Star Wars and other entertainment brands have also been big for the company. And then there's Friends, Lego's new product marketed towards girls.
They were successful at capturing what it was that girls were interested in. And the name says it all. They're really interested in the relationships between the characters.
For an adult, it's easy to dismiss Legos as just some pieces of plastic. But the company is actually quite innovative, says Dave Robertson, the author of a forthcoming book on Legos. After almost going bankrupt in 2003 with lots of distracting side products, Lego decided to get back to the brick.
So what really keeps Lego going is their ability to tell stories around the bricks and construct, richly detailed toys.
Like ninjas that fight skeletons, one of their bestsellers. Because these days, actually anyone can make a brick. Lego's patents expired. And that makes all of this even more impressive. In New York, I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.